Just looking at a new book. It's called My Morning Routine. And basically, it investigates the morning routines of very successful people. And we're meant to find clues in here, our tips on how to make your day and your life amazing and live life to the max. Because they reckon, you know, if you oversleep or you hit the snooze button 50 million times, you're actually just stressing yourself out, not setting yourself up for the day, and it's all going to go badly.
Yeah, that happens to me every day.
You snooze? Are you a snooze buttoner?
Yeah. And particularly in 2019, for some reason. And when I hit it, then I fall back asleep and I panic wake like 18 minutes later, thinking that I could possibly be an hour later and I'd be dead late for work because I'm so far away from work.
Do you feel better after the 18 minutes?
No, you probably feel worse because you're not woken up nicely.
And then you're racing against the clock. It's no crack. Anyway, some of the people featured in this book, see if you will take any of their tips on board. Tyler Cowen is a professor of economics at George Mason University. Very rich and successful, apparently. He says, I wake up around 6:30 or 7, drink some mineral water, munch on a green pepper along with cheese and smoked trout.
Wow, every day?
Yeah, I'm just really glad I'm not kissing him goodbye every morning.
No, well, green peppers taste like grass as well. They're horrible.
Julian Michaels is a personal trainer and television personality. My alarm clock is my five-year-old. He jolts me from slumber at about 6:10 for cuddles. Then we get up and feed the animals. Rabbit, pig, dogs, bird, chickens, ducks and fish. Which I think is entirely unsuitable for a one-bedroom apartment. Ed Catmull, do you know who he is?
No.
He is the president of Pixar and Walt Disney Animation Studios.
Wow, very successful.
He is. He's a head honcho. Big cheese. I wake up, go downstairs, start making a cup of coffee. I use 3 shots of espresso, mix in 3 tablespoons of cocoa powder and 2 sweeteners. I've heard this helps you to think better.
Maybe we should try that.
3 shots of espresso every morning.
That's the chocolate I'm into.
I'd be thinking only about the fit that I was having on the kitchen floor, shaking from all the caffeine. I'm kind of disappointed that the president of Pixar doesn't just look in the mirror and go, ka-chow! So disappointing.
I'm sure that comes after.
Yeah. Although he's had 3 coffees. Like, ka-chow, 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 ka-chow! Up on the ceiling. Jenny Blake is the author of Pivot, another one of these big self-help books, I think. She says, oh man, I love reading non-fiction books with a candle lit for 1 or 2 hours until the sun rises.
What?
Afterwards, I meditate for 45 minutes before starting the day.
Now,
so she must be, like, imagine doing that here. Like,
everyone's asleep. You must be wrecked. So you have to be up 2 hours before rises.
So she's up at 4 a.m. at the latest.
Yeah.
Reading and then doing the meditating.
No. She needs a slap.
Biz Stone is the co-founder of Twitter. And he says, my 5-year-old son, I can't believe his name is Biz. My 5-year-old son, Jake, wakes me up at 6:30 or 7. The first thing I do is play with him. Our go-to for a couple of years has been Lego. After playing with my son for about an hour, who has an hour of playtime in the morning?
The co-founder of Twitter.
I get dressed. This takes very little time because I have a uniform of sort. I wear jeans, a black t-shirt and blue Converse every single day, so there's no need to spend time selecting an outfit. This is one of these Silicon Valley trends at the moment. And I know that Mark Zuckerberg does it and a few other lads. Obviously, this guy does it. And I know that Dave was thinking of, he was for a while, he was saying, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to wear the same t-shirt, same pants, same runners. I'm like, Dave, I'm news for you. You already do.
Yeah. It's like the
into the laundry basket, out of the laundry basket.
It's like The Simpsons, isn't it? The Simpsons effect. They, you know, when Bart opens his wardrobe and he has 10 of the same outfit. That would make the morning really, really easy.
Yeah.
But when you call it selecting an outfit, then you're not into clothes anyway.
But I get up in the dark. You probably do as well.
Yeah.
Don't turn on the lights because you're being nice to your partner. So I know all my clothes by touch. So I just put my hand into the wardrobe and I can feel, oh, that's my kind of fleecy shirt. That's my monster hoodie. And then the t-shirts, you know, by the scratch of whatever the print is on them, you go, all right, that's my...
I'm not that advanced, I have to say.
No?
It's just my hand goes in and something comes out.
Essentially, all my clothes are in Braille. Do you have any morning rituals you like to share with us? Is there anything that works for you? Like, the one thing I've learned from all this list is that everybody's different. So, like, it's not as if they're all saying...
No, but none of them say, I lie in for an hour. Like, none of them are getting more sleep. Do you know what I mean? Like, my morning ritual, if I had my own way, would be... more sleep. Like,
unless you own Twitter, you're not getting your hour of playtime. Or just do what the other woman does and get up at 4 a.m. and read a non-fiction book.
I can't think
while
of
your
something.
Eyes bleed with the tiredness.
I can't think of something I would like to do less, to be honest.
Imagine how ratty she is by the time it's actually breakfast time. Morning, shut up, will you? Been up since 4 reading nonfiction by candlelight, so my eyes are wrecked as well. I used to always hit the snooze button, but this last 6 months I've moved my phone to the side of the room, so I have to get out of bed to turn it off. I now have an hour to have my breakfast before going to work, and I feel so much better too. See, the snooze thing does not work.
No.
Like, you never are sitting in work at sort of 10 o'clock or wherever you are, you know, doing chores at home, thinking, do you know what? I feel great. I'm really glad I hit the snooze button 4 times.
Yeah. Like, it's just that I almost do it now. I'm not fully awake when I do it. And I think it's from oh my God, there's an alarm going off. Johnny doesn't have to get up yet and Rian's asleep. So I just have to hit something.
Before somebody wakes up.
Yeah. And then I just fall back asleep. It's not great.
You should have one of those Wallace and Gromit contraptions that just tips your bed and you fall into your clothes.
Yeah.
Someone says, never mind them, lad. I want to hear about successful people that fall out of the bed at 10:20, skips breakfast and then out the door. Someone I can aspire to be, says Joe and Carlo. And someone else said, with all these Americans getting up at 4 a.m., I've always wondered exactly what time do they go to bed. So I do think these people go to bed very early. You have to be asleep by 10. That's if you're going to live this lifestyle, you can't be watching the laptop, you know.
I don't think 10 till 4 would be enough sleep for me.
No. No way.
I'd have to go to bed at about 7.
Tanya says, I bought 5 pairs of the same skinny jeans and 7 big jumpers. This is my Monday to Friday uniform. Why does she need 7 jumpers from Monday to Friday? She must be like a really messy eater.
She really likes...
On just 2 days.
She likes chicken wings.
Except for today, I'm still in my house coat and I'm wondering if I'd get away with wearing it to Tesco. What is a house coat?
It's a dressing gown.
Dressing gown?
Yeah.
Who the hell calls it a house coat?
See, this is a debate. This is a debate.
House coat to me conjures up, you know, wartime England. Someone coming out the door with curlers in their hair going, I'll be that old art sweet with no steps. I've got to skin 3 fish kibbers. Like... How with those kind of green things? They're like they wear in factories.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's almost like a trench coat, the trench coat of sorts, isn't it? Like a really old,
like a sleeveless. I don't know.
Oh, anyway, sleeveless. Look, it's
something
just,
you do. You like you have a feather duster in your hand when you have it on.
It's the same as a dressing gown. It is a dressing gown.
House coat.
Yeah, except if you look at the labels when you're buying them, none of them say house coat. So I don't know why anybody calls them house coats, because they're dressing gowns on all of the labels.
This is one that pretty much most people can relate to. Lads, my morning consists of getting up at 7:30 to scream at the kids to get ready, brush their teeth, eat toast and go to work. That's one thing with my kids.
Stressful.
Either getting up in the mornings or going to bed. Every day is like the first time they've done it. And you're like, are you serious? Like, it's not complicated. Put your pajamas on, brush your teeth, get into bed. Like, that's it. And every night it's like, what? We've got one pajama leg on and we forget to brush our teeth every night. And then in the morning it's like, you know you need shoes at this stage. You've never gone to school in your socks. I've never sent you to school in your socks. But here we are again at the front door in your socks.